listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg. We've been talking a lot this month about setting and keeping goals on the Mormon Channel, and one of the goals that people can struggle with constantly is finances, especially when you get married and you start having children. Your finances take on a whole new shape and meaning and have lasting consequences. Your needs and wants change along with your budget, so your family can stay afloat. However, if you don't have a financial background, this can seem like a very overwhelming task. So it's so important to learn how to do so, so that your family can be secure and more self-reliant. So joining me in studio today is blogger and family finance expert, Jordan Page. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
So what brought you into the world of family finance?
Oh, boy. So we kind of all have to go through the school of hard knocks and just figure it out ourselves once we become adults and we're in the real world. And that's really what happened. We were newlyweds. We didn't have kids yet, maybe 2 years married. We were both working full time and we didn't really have a budget. We didn't need to. If we had money, we spent it. And if we didn't, we tried not to or whatever, or put it on a credit card and paid it off the next month. We kind of had a series of catastrophic financial events that all happened all at once. And we found ourselves self-employed. You know, my husband quit his job, started a business. We lost our entire life savings in a house we built and ended up not buying. I was pregnant, about to become a stay-at-home mom. So we were making zero income, living off of credit cards, and we had no idea what to do. And it happened within like 2 months. I mean, it was basically overnight, or so it felt. So I went searching. I went searching for financial principles and advice from someone that I could really relate to as a mother, or as a soon-to-be mother, and as a wife, and as somebody who didn't really understand finances. I'm not good at math. I've never even had a finance class in my life. And I couldn't find anything that really clicked with me. So we forged our own path, and it worked. And within a year, we got out of $15,000 of credit card debt, while only making a $31,000 salary. And even with me being a stay-at-home mom, then the next year we built back our savings. In year three, we were able to get into a house. And the things I started doing really worked. So I started blogging about it along the way, just kind of sharing what I learned. And it just kind of exploded. And I've been able to help families all over the world. And I've kind of made it my obsession, if you will, and have quickly become an expert and have been able to help families all over to get financially fit and understand finances and live a better life, even if it doesn't come naturally to you.
Why do you think it is so important for a family to stick to a budget? What if somebody has, you know, a lot of discretionary income? They don't need necessarily to set guidelines. Why is it still so important?
I like to think of it, you know, in church, we learn that laws and rules aren't there to restrict us and bind us, but they're actually there to allow us to be free. And I think finances are the same way, where a lot of people think, oh, ew, a budget.
I don't want to be held down.
Yeah, gross. Yeah, exactly. All the things I used to say. I want to buy what I want to buy. Life's too short. What's the big deal? It's just like the principles of the church, truly, where setting a budget, keeping a budget, and maintaining like a good financial balance is what allows you to live the life of your dreams. My family is really unique. Like, we've been on the Today Show, we've been on TLC. All of these TV shows are so fascinated with our life because we live frugally, but you would never know. Like, it looks like we live like millionaires. And I love proving to people that it's so important to set budgets because it really does free you, and it allows you to live the life of your dreams. So, yeah, I think it's important for a family to stick with a budget because it allows you to do more, believe it or not.
For somebody who's listening who doesn't have any clue where to start, who's, you know, their solution when they're out of money is just to put things on a credit card and figure it out later, what advice would you have for them for starting? How do they start?
The first thing I tell people to do is take everything you thought you knew about budgeting and finances and throw it out the window. Just completely start over in your mind because it's not working, clearly. So in a financial sense, pull out your bank statements and just look at how much you're spending. Just know to the dollar how much you spend each month. That's the first place to start. And that means sitting down with your husband and your family and creating a very simple budget. Work with small numbers, like 1 week at a time, 3 days at a time. Don't do a month at a time. Don't make them complicated. Simplify. And then you wouldn't jump into a marathon if you've never ran before. You would probably start by walking the block. And then maybe you'd speed walk. And then maybe you'd jog with breaks. So think about that too with finances. Just take a bite at a time, break everything down into small, tiny numbers, and never go past a week at a time in terms of setting a budget. And before you know it, you'll be a pro.
So you were saying, you know, people would never know because you live like millionaires. But are there things that you still cut back on or that you go without to save that money?
The life we live is because of how frugal we are, not in spite of it. So we basically have said goodbye to name brands and anything designer. It's just not even in our vocabulary, and I feel no void or lack. In fact, I'm sure people would be surprised. I probably have a bigger closet and wardrobe than anyone I know, but it's because I shop at yard sales and I buy things on clearance or I buy off season for the next year. So we basically said goodbye to all name brands and anything designer. We've said goodbye to takeout, and that was kind of sad. We just feel like, all right, we could spend $40 ordering takeout for our whole family, or we could just like grilled cheese at home and spend that money going to Disneyland instead, because those pennies add up to greater things. So it's all about choices. So yeah, we said goodbye to takeout. We also aren't big into large toys like boats and RVs. Someday maybe, but truly the amount of times we would use it, we could rent one.
How has cutting back and really coming up with a firm budget helped your family thrive?
For one, it's allowed us to be more generous in everything, in our fast offerings and in our donations and even in gifts we give people and freezer meals we take people when they have babies. Like, we find that because we live frugally, we have quite an abundance and we're able to share that with others. And it's not that we're spending more, we're just stretching every dollar to be worth, you know, three times what it was before. So it's allowed us to really bless other people. But more than anything, I think it's allowed us just to be like unapologetically happy. People ask and comment and wonder if we're fake or how can we possibly be so happy? But we are. We went through a hard financial time and it was dark and it was depressing. And I thought it was going to break us at one point. And we rose above it. And now we've learned that those things that can be taken away from you in a moment are not important. And so as a family, we strive to do everything just based on the principles of the gospel. And it's blessed us and allowed us to be so happy no matter what circumstance we're in.
Do you feel like this has strengthened your faith and your testimony?
Oh, absolutely. My testimony has never been stronger. When we went through our financial disaster, I actually questioned everything I had ever believed in. I questioned my testimony. I questioned the church. I questioned God and his love for me. It was scary how quickly my foundation was shaken. It was a matter of weeks, really, that everything I once knew was up in the air. And I think my husband was even a little scared. And luckily, I pulled out of it because instead of pulling away, I just got on my knees and just went straight to my Heavenly Father and created a better relationship with him. So when something happens that makes me question, I go back to that foundation of faith in things that can't be taken away from me. And it has just made me a rock, really.
What lasting message do you want to leave with people who are in a dark place or don't really know where to start?
There are so many resources and ways to help. You don't have to fight the battle alone. Really, even the church has so many resources. So I would say just pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Maybe have a yard sale and get a little extra cash in your pocket to make you have a little hope about life. And then move forward one step at a time and you'll be okay and you'll be blessed for your hard work. And it'll all work out in the end.
Such a great note to end on. Thank you so much for being here, Jordan.
Thanks for having me.
Great advice and definitely an inspiring message for sure. If you'd like more information on family finances and sticking to a budget, check out the podcast Provident Living or Gospel Solutions for Families on MormonChannel.org. Well, President Thomas S. Monson has taught that self-reliance, the ability, commitment, and effort to provide the necessities of life for self and family is an essential element of our temporal and spiritual well-being. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Thank you so much for listening. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.